Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
It's just a wide open opportunity for your listeners to leverage something as powerful as that with the most powerful modality, which I think is video.
Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic.
I am definitely going to be doing some video retargeting here in early 2015. Can't wait. Hey, what's up, everyone? Rick Mulready here, and welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Today, we are talking with Chris Evans all about retargeting, and Chris is the brains behind the paid traffic campaigns of several really successful online entrepreneurs, and he's about to share with you a great retargeting strategy that's working really, really well right now. If you remember, this podcast is also about my own journey as I begin to learn other forms of paid traffic outside of Facebook ads and how I'm testing them in my own business. I'll be sharing updates with you about what I'm testing, what's working, what's not working for me. I understand many of these strategies, but don't really know the tricks and tactics for really making them all work. And today you're going to hear me stop Chris a bunch of times and make him explain different things because what he's talking about today is pure gold. I'm learning right along with you today. Chris shares how to leverage Google's massive network of websites to retarget your YouTube ads. People who watch your YouTube ads, you can then turn around and retarget them. Really, really cool stuff. He talks about a retargeting strategy that I absolutely love because it leverages the power of case studies and testimonials that you have for your products and services, and how to use those case studies and testimonials to move people along your sales funnel. I love this because it allows you to help people make the decision to buy from you based on them hearing what other people just like them who have used your product or service and gotten results, what they have to say. He also gets into how to set up the retargeting for your YouTube ads. I had no idea how to do this, and Chris shares the simple steps in order to make this happen. He also finally shares how a local garage door company is using video retargeting to get a 300% ROI. Pretty cool stuff. But first, I do want to give a big shout out to and thank the sponsor of today's episode, ShortStack. ShortStack is a self-service software tool that allows you to build mobile-friendly, high-converting campaigns and landing pages for all of your online marketing efforts. Whether you're a total beginner to creating campaigns and landing pages, or you like to get down with some HTML or CSS, you're going to love the ease of using ShortStack. To get started using them for free right now, just go to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, Chris, so there's a lot of retargeting out there, and we've talked a lot about it here on the show and other episodes. Tell me a little bit about the types of retargeting that you're doing right now that's working really well outside of, sort of website custom audiences on Facebook.
Yeah, there is, with retargeting, it's such a huge opportunity. And the thing is, majority of people that I talk to, even advanced marketers, are not utilizing retargeting. So the opportunity that it gives us is to be able to recapture people who either didn't opt in or they didn't purchase your product. So where we're seeing a lot of fantastic results are people who they came to our sales page, but they didn't purchase the product. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you've heard this a million times, but on average, it takes, you know, 7, 8, maybe 12 times before someone sees your product, your brand, before they make a purchase. So one of the things that works really well is using that time to basically get your brand in front of people. And something that works extremely well that folks who are listening right now can utilize is using retargeting with case studies. So you take you know, past customers, folks who've had a lot of success with your product, with your service, whatever it is that you have to offer, and you take their image, obviously with their permission, and take just a brief snapshot of how they had success with your product or your service, and you run that retargeting campaign to the people who didn't purchase your product. So now you're taking that proof of, you know, somebody who's in their situation or who was in their situation before, and that person, you know, is basically giving their seal of approval. And it's, man, it's just the influence and the persuasion power that has is extremely important and powerful, and we're seeing a lot of results with something like that.
Yeah, I like that. So what you're talking about basically is display ads, that I'm assuming, right? So because you're creating the image, you're creating like a 300 by 250 image or something like that, that has the picture of that person who has had great results before with a little, you know, not necessarily a testimonial, but maybe a snapshot of their results as a display ad. Is that correct?
You know, yeah, you can do it with just a regular web ad, display ads. You can do it on Facebook. But another thing that's extremely powerful is doing it with a video ad, to be honest with you, and actually doing an interview with those people. If you could do that, that's the ultimate. You know, if you can get somebody on video, like a video interview that, you know, you see all the time, and especially if you have a raving fan or a raving customer who'd be willing to do that, that's like the ultimate. And, you know, it's one of the easiest ways to retarget is utilizing Google's platform. Mm-hmm. And basically, it's the same thing as Facebook. You drop Facebook's, you know, pixel on your site. The same thing. You drop Google's pixel on your site. And when somebody goes to watch a YouTube video, well, guess what? Now you can retarget them with a video ad, you know, in a case study.
So are you talking about watching, they're watching the YouTube video on your website, or are they watching it actually on YouTube?
Anywhere. Yeah. Okay. Anywhere. Yeah. If there's an embedded YouTube video, now you have the power and ability to leverage such a powerful platform, because essentially it's, you know, it's Google's platform.
Sure.
So it's all done through Google's AdWords platform. So as long as you essentially cookie them, just like you do on Facebook, and they're watching some random, you know, YouTube video, whether it's like Cats or, you know, Star Wars trailer, or whatever it might be, you can show up right in front of that video and, again, you know, put your brand and your product and service right in front of those folks.
Okay, so you're basically using the retargeting to show a YouTube ad, essentially. So it's a video on YouTube.
Yep.
Now, could that be across anywhere across Google's network of sites, or is that just going to be on YouTube?
Yeah, you can do it on both, you know, on YouTube. As an actual video,
okay.
You can do it as a banner ad on YouTube, and then on, you know, any website that's in the Google, you know, universe, if you will.
Okay. So you're talking about if you have like, now correct me if I'm wrong here, Chris, but you're talking about if you have like a how-to video, for example, in your YouTube channel, you have the Google's retargeting pixel placed there. And if somebody comes to watch your watch that how-to video on your YouTube channel, then you can retarget them later with a more of a sales message type of video.
Yeah, so there's two ways. If somebody watches your video, you can retarget that audience, right? And then the second way is if somebody just hits your sales page or they hit your registration page and they don't opt in, not even if they watch a video. Just if they hit your page, right, then you can still retarget them with an actual video on the YouTube platform.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, that's pretty sick because, and we're talking about two different things. We're talking about watching, like, say, a how-to video, for example, on your video on your YouTube channel and then hitting them later, for lack of a better word, with a sales message type of video. Or if you have your sales page on your website, or and someone comes there but doesn't actually purchase, like that's a key thing, right? Is you're tracking that to make sure that person hasn't actually bought from you, and then you're serving that ad to them somewhere else out in the Google sphere across all these sites. Is that kind of, am I understanding that correctly?
Exactly. And that's the thing, man. There's, you know, for whatever reason, the people don't, you know, take that action. They don't purchase, they don't opt in. Yep. A lot of it's because they're just not confident in making that decision. So one of the ways that you can help move them along that process is to, you know, basically put other people, other case studies, other testimonials in front of them who have, you know, people who are in basically the same place that they currently are, and demonstrate how your product and service has helped them, to help move them along to convince them that, hey, this is the right decision for you to opt in, or for them to purchase that product, or whatever the call to action might be.
Love that. So let's kind of break that video down a little bit and sort of what it looks like. But first, a word from our sponsor, ShortStack. Recently, I got to sit down with ShortStack's CEO, Jim Belosik, and I challenged him to explain what ShortStack is for you in 20 words or less using no jargon. Ready? Go.
Okay, challenge accepted. ShortStack is a do-it-yourself tool for building web pages to engage with your audience, collect information, and drive sales. Is that 20?
I was starting to count on my fingers, but I think you hit it. Nice work. So if you're looking for a simple do-it-yourself tool to get more qualified leads and sales for your business, definitely check out ShortStack. You'll love how easy it is to use. Get started today for free by going to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, back to the show. Especially for people who might not have a big budget to be working with as far as to do a video goes, is this sort of like a split screen Skype interview with this sort of raving fan customer? Or tell me a little bit more about what that video is, how long it is.
Yeah. Basically you want to do as quick and concise as you can. Yep. Would be the goal. So a couple minutes would be the best way. Skype is super easy. You know, I'm not sure what plugin that you use, but one, you know, that you can get on Skype, I think it's called Call Recorder.
Yeah. We're using it right now, buddy.
Yeah. Sweet. So that's one option you can do. But another thing that you can do actually is if you can't get somebody, you know, lined up with a schedule wise and get an actual video interview with them, you can actually just do a good old fashioned presentation where, you know, you have a few slides, you have a before and after with this customer, you know, their picture, their story, and then the result that they had, you know, using your product or service. That could be another option, and is still really effective, you know, of kind of moving them along that process and doing business with you.
Sure. So you're kind of leveraging the power of the case study, the power of a testimonial, if you will, with the power of video ads and retargeting using those video ads.
Yeah, absolutely. Because here's the thing, you know, over 50% of internet traffic is video consumption. Mm-hmm. So just think how many times that we watch videos online every day, right? And how much your listeners, how many people, you know, their competition who are not utilizing a platform like that to get back in front of their prospects.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just a wide open opportunity for your listeners to leverage something as powerful as that with the most powerful modality, which I think is video, because, you know, you can really kind of hear somebody's tonality and the emotion that they have when they're giving that presentation, as opposed to, you know, like a static image or text. So, yeah, it's, you know, extremely powerful.
Yeah, I love it. So let's start to wrap up here. One thing that did that sort of popped into my mind was, as far as that pixel goes, I'm assuming that someone can Google how to get that pixel, that retargeting pixel for Google. But where does it go from a YouTube perspective? Like, if I want to track people who are coming to my YouTube channel and watching a how-to video, where does that pixel go?
Great question. So basically what you do is there's no pixel. You essentially just link your YouTube account with your AdWords account.
Oh, okay.
And then when you go to set up the campaign, it says, hey, do you want to retarget people who have watched these videos?
Okay.
So they make it super easy.
Very cool. Do you have any real specifics before we wrap up here, Chris, about a campaign that you've run recently where you've been doing this type of video retargeting?
That's a good question.
I'm putting you on the spot, man.
Yeah. Not that I can, you know, share it to the public as far as like, you know, hey, go check this out.
Sure, sure.
But just because of client confidentiality. Yep. But we've done this with I'd have to look at the numbers to be honest with you, but one actually small business that we've done this with is a garage door company. And the ROI, essentially what he's done is, it's pretty interesting. A small local business who's leveraging something like this is what he's done is basically do a how-to video, answering people's questions. So they came to the site, they didn't make a phone call. Now they're retargeted with a YouTube video, basically him just saying, hey, this is how you do X, Y, Z. And his ROI, I know, is at least 300%.
Wow.
From running those YouTube ads to guys and gals who, you know, hit their garage door website, didn't take action, you know, which would be for them a phone call. Mm-hmm. It was really effective for them.
Love that. So retargeting using video ads, not only can you retarget people who are coming to watch your videos on YouTube, but you can also leverage this with if somebody's coming to your sales page, for example, but not purchasing your product, and, you know, getting your message in front of them again across Google's network when they're out there with this as they're going around. Just to clarify, this doesn't have to be if they're back on YouTube, right? This could be any kind of video ad that's within Google's network, right?
Right. Yeah, it could be a YouTube video on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. So yes, yeah. any YouTube video anywhere online.
Cool. Cool. Awesome. And we've seen some, you're seeing some really good results with that. Obviously, I totally get that you can't share with as far as client confidentiality, but I love the fact to hear, you know, like a small business, a garage door company like that is getting such great ROI results from it, from this really, really cool trick. Chris, this has been awesome. Now, I do want to mention real quick before we wrap up here, you got a book coming out about retargeting. Tell me a little bit about that real quick.
Well, it's actually an online course.
Okay.
It's a course called I Love Retargeting. And I go through, I think we have 6 or 7 modules in the course. And I break down all of these different options from, you know, kind of the bird's eye view all the way to actually how to implement it. And we're releasing soon and we're super excited about it because there's a lot of questions out there, a lot of people who want to do this, but they just don't know how.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And you know, it's a huge opportunity for every single business, no matter what kind of business you're in, you should definitely be leveraging a tool like this.
Cool. So where can people go to learn more about that course?
iloveretargeting.com.
Oh, nice. I love it. I love it. iloveretargeting.com. Chris Evans, thanks, buddy. I really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you so much, man.
All right, I'm so geeked out right now that I want to go start this strategy right now for my FB Advantage course. I love this. By the way, if you haven't subscribed and left a rating and review for this podcast over on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it if you could do that. Subscribing means that you'll never miss an episode, and the more ratings and reviews that we have there on iTunes for the show means that more people can find us, and thus we can help them grow their business through smart paid traffic strategies. So if you don't mind, pop on over to iTunes, enter the art of paid traffic in the search bar and leave a quick rating and review. It literally only takes a matter of seconds and I'd really appreciate it. Also, if you've got questions about paid traffic that you'd like me to cover in an upcoming episode here of the Art of Paid Traffic, go to the show notes page for today's episode, which is at rickmulready.com/10. That's the number 10. And leave your questions there for me. I'm going to be doing monthly Q&A episodes, so let me know what questions that you have so I can get them answered for you. All that and a whole lot more coming up on the Art of Paid Traffic. In the meantime, keep testing to find what works for you and your business, and I will see you in episode number 11.
Avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money. I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.